Hey everyone! Before we get started, I just want to let you know that your input can directly make our shows better. One of the biggest ways to support your favorite shows here is by rating and commenting on iTunes. All of our shows are available in Apple Podcast form on iTunes, and all you have to do is search for AfterBuzz and your favorite show title. Once you're there, leave the show a rating and a comment on why you like the show or any comments you have for the hosts. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope to continue to bring you the best shows we possibly can.
If you're ready to find out what the P in posh means, then you gotta tune in for this new episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey Season 8 right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Public service announcement.
Welcome to Fight Night 2017, y'all. It was a big night on Real Housewives of New Jersey. And of course, we got the rundown for you. I'm one of your hosts, DJ Richie Sky, and we are back again. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky. Who we got up next?
Hey guys, Tracy Probst, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Tracy Probst.
Hey After Buzzers, it's your boy Russell Ray. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Russell Ray Silva.
Ow. And so let's go ahead and jump right into this Fight Night episode right here. The action started right from the get-go, and I was a little bit surprised. I thought that they were going to wait until the end of the episode to give us the big showdown, but
they came right off the bat.
Nope.
So let's go ahead and get this thing started. Marge and Joe are still working on this house. It is still a hot mess, and Joyce, the interior designer, is now coming over to help, you know, sort of usher in a new era for the home. Now, we discovered that Marge doesn't want any beige. No beige, people. No beige. I, myself, am with you, Marge. I hate beige in a house. That's just me. And she wants it to be tufted with velvet in terms of the furniture so that it looks reminiscent to a whorehouse. I don't mind that look either, Marge. What say you guys?
Apparently, whorehouses are fun, so that was kind of her spiel on that. It was kind of an unnecessary scene. I don't really care what Marge is doing in her house. No offense, but just saying.
Her house I love the honesty.
Her house is Neverland. I think.
No. It's not going to be Chateau Neverland.
I think Sheree finished her house, and I think Marge's house is now at Neverland.
Well, Marge says that they have a total of 2 weeks to get this finished.
It's been 2 weeks since the opening or whatever party she had, and when her ovens didn't work. First of all, Marge, did you get your ovens fixed? I need to know this. Were you able to have Thanksgiving dinner? Please let me know. Lord.
Look, she working on it.
Best of luck to them.
And then we get to Joe and Melissa, and Joe is, you know, still missing his mom. I mean, I think when someone passes who's that close to you, I don't know that you ever get over it. You know what I'm saying? So it's totally understandable. And we learned that he wants to see a medium. You know, he's quick. A lot of shows, a lot of these housewife shows like mediums. Mm-hmm. They're on just about every one of them. You know, I don't know. How do you guys feel about mediums?
I'm all for it. I want to see the Long Island medium on here, though. That's, like, the only one I want to, like, rock with. So,
Caputo?
Teresa. She'd be perfect.
Caputo. But I personally would like for Alison Dubois to come on the show and make her appearance because she was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills Season 1, and that was everything. Just saying. So they're going to do that, and, you know, Melissa tells him about the whole situation with Kim D and the whole blow up from the night before and yada, yada, yada. Nothing much there. We're back to Marge and Joe, and she, you know, also tells him about Kim D gate. And, you know, she mentions that she's going to go to the show, and his advice to her is to duck and weave. sounds like sound advice to me.
She legit has no shame in her game. She's like, come on, you know I can run faster than anybody in here. So, she's like, I'm not trying to fight. I gotta go. You ladies are on your own. So much for the shakedown, Marge.
Well, they did say Charlie's Angels plus one.
Plus one.
I guess the plus one doesn't fight. She was just the getaway car.
Yeah. What's the shooting? She wasn't Cleo and Set It Off. She was Vivica Fox, the getaway girl.
Oh, Marge. So we get to Siggy and Dolores arriving at the show. And this is where I was like, oh, we're just gonna go ahead and get to the show. Mm-hmm. Okay, yep. Cool. No waiting around for that. You know, they basically tell Kim D about the night before. Like, they go ahead and spill the beans. Like, yeah, we told her. She, you know, everything blew up. And, yeah, they don't like you.
I like... That's one thing that I do like about Siggy and Dolores. Every time they talk to Kim D, they're like, yeah, they don't like you. Or, like, they hate you.
And I'm just like, really? Like, it's crazy. But lo and behold, in case they don't believe anything that she's saying... Kim D has proof that this incident happened with Teresa at the club because Lena, who just happens to be doing Dolores' hair at that moment, was also in attendance at the club and saw the whole thing go down, and she was hugging up on some mystery man.
How convenient.
Yeah. I'd be careful what I said, though, in case my scalp would get burned by Lena. But other than that, that's
a good point.
I'd be like, really?
That's a real good point.
I think I'm going to finish my hair myself.
Lena was super tan. I did notice.
I looked at Lena and I thought, okay, Miss Preston Curl. Okay. You got it coming.
You know, she just reminded me of another Kim D henchman, like that guy that with the bald head that they keep flashing back to that said Melissa worked at his club or something like that.
Yeah. Hunger Games man. I call him Hunger Games man. Yes. I don't like him.
Exactly. She just reminds me of another one of him, but like a female version.
Yeah. Preston Curl, you know.
I mean, honestly, that whole situation, what I thought is, okay, maybe Teresa was at the club and a guy hugged her. And, like, obviously Lena wants to run and, you know, have her 5 seconds of fame. I'm not even going to give her 15 minutes. And I saw this, and that was, like, literally the plug-in.
Maybe Lena should just learn how to get her edges straight and stop worrying about everybody else's business. Okay, Lena, go ahead and take care of them baby hairs, T-Boz.
Tell it like it is. Tell it like it is. But Kim D is, you know, she's adamant that she heard that Teresa is done with Joe anyway. And, of course, you know, kudos to Siggy and Dolores for, you know, basically shutting it down.
They did.
However, I think for me, the problem would be this. If I was on the show and I was Teresa or Melissa, I already know what Kim D's going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So if I film with her, I'm giving her the opportunity to tell some type of fabricated story that now when it's out there, it's out there.
Yeah.
That's why I would be mad if I was Teresa. And because and they have to know that. They have to know that even though you walk into this with good intentions, so to speak, you're really allowing the devil to do its work.
Right.
And she plays a good one.
Doesn't she?
You guys do have to admit, Kim D, she looks good.
To me, personally, this is what I don't understand.
And she plays it very well.
This is really what I don't understand about this particular franchise. I mean, this show in the franchise. I just don't understand why not go ahead and make Kim D a full-time cast member and Danielle. Because if you're going to really have Kim D on here every season, she's been on here literally every single season just about.
Yeah.
Go ahead and make her a cast member. I'm actually fascinated by her life. She has something interesting to offer, and that is the villain role. I mean, she could be Kenya Moore for all that matter.
But do you think that Teresa and Melissa would still do the show if they brought Kim D back? It might be like, we're not going to do the show because they literally despise her. It's not good drama. You know, I remember Andy Cohen talking about Real Housewives, and he talked about that there's cast members that they cast because people love to hate them, and then people hate to hate them. And I think Kim D might be one of those that people hate to hate. Like, you know, and those just aren't good cast members for them.
That could be it.
So, I don't know.
I'd love to hate her.
Do you? Yeah.
You know what? The thing with Kim D is I feel like there's such a dark side there.
Yeah.
Especially after everything that happened with her son's car and the two men that were in it. You figure you might want to just act a little right and not be putting ugliness out into the world like that. There's more important things than to be worrying about someone's marriage when that could have clearly been your son because they targeted his vehicle.
But I also think, too, then that, you know, just on the flip side, I do agree 100% with that, with what you said about that. But I also think that when you actually show these women, it tends to show us a couple of different sides of them. You know what I'm saying? So she is a mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is this tragedy that she's gone through. I just feel like there was an opportunity there to tell the story, right, you know, in a compelling way. And maybe if, because it almost seems like they drop her in to be the villain versus telling a story about her,
mm-hmm,
where we get a full picture of where she's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she is, you know, the misunderstood, you know, girl who's always causing trouble. You know what I'm saying? Maybe she's Brandy Glanville. I mean, we'll see what happened to her. But you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, maybe she's just that.
Yeah.
But I feel like, similar to Marlo with Real Housewives of Atlanta, they just keep bringing her back in this limited role to cause trouble.
Right.
And I feel like, okay, if you're going to do that, like, let's make it a holistic story. That's just my thought. I don't know. Kim D.
Well, point.
There you go. Now everyone's getting glam again. Melissa's, you know, getting her makeup done. Teresa arrives. Teresa's basically ready for a showdown. And Melissa poignantly warns her, don't touch that lady. Because you are on something that begins with a P, and I can't quite remember what it is.
Oh, one of our viewers last week explained.
Oh, I had people explain it to me too, but I forgot.
Parole and what was it?
Probation.
Probation were.
One,
yeah. One's on the way into jail, one is on the way out of jail. So you get to be out of jail, but you can go right back.
I still don't.
One's on the way to jail.
Yeah.
I think probation's on the way to jail, and parole is when you get out.
So she's on one of those.
She can't touch anyone.
She's on one of the P's.
Right, and she cannot touch anyone. I'll make a point, but I just remember to remind me about Melissa and what I think she should have done, but then what I also remembered.
Okay.
Thanks. Sorry.
Can I just say, number one, I thought it was very interesting that they were all getting so dressed up in couture and diamonds to go have a shakedown. I, like, kind of loved that.
As one does.
I mean, obviously, but I loved it. Like, Melissa's sitting there getting her hair and makeup done. They were there for a total of 10 minutes and went back to the house and drank wine. Loved
Margaret has rollers in her hair all day.
You know, yeah. You're going to show up to a classy event, you show up classy.
Right.
And
even
act.
If it's with your
jeggings underneath the dress, okay. You just had you got them on pull down. Like,
what? What does one wear to a fashion show shakedown?
I have no idea. But.
Fashion.
They should have been rocking the Material Girl look by Madonna. I'm telling you, with the jegging or the leggings and the dress, just in case. You know.
No, I love them. I love their battle armor. I love everybody's outfit. I don't know how I felt about Marge's.
It was like yellow with the.
It was.
Red or
something was happening. I don't know. I can't quite tell. But anyway, when Marge gets to when Danielle gets to Marge's house, she begins reminiscing about her, you know, running with Kim D, which really wasn't a running with Kim D, and she keeps blaming this on Kim D, but it really wasn't Kim D.
I put that too.
But I love that Bravo keeps treating us to this flashback, because I feel like we've gotten it just about every episode. Like, I absolutely love seeing Danielle's hair get yanked by Ashley.
It keeps going back to that, and it keeps going back to Hunger Games, man, calling Melissa a stripper.
I know.
And I'm like, ugh. And Kim D's, oh. Oh, like, oh God.
A little smile on her face. Something happened that was interesting that I was trying to figure out. But Dolores had surgery. She mentioned that in an episode.
Oh yeah, like I think she had boob surgery or whatever. She's like, I hope I don't need tape for these after the surgery I just had.
Oh okay.
She had, like, she had like,
I don't know, augmentation or reduction. Yeah,
I have no idea.
If anybody knows what she has had, then let us know in the comments or something like that. What I will say though about Dolores is that her dress was better than the one she tried on.
Yeah. Other than the baby doll,
it was much better.
Agreed.
And she looked amazing.
She did look really good.
So Charlie's Angels Plus One arrive, and they go get drinks to start, because that's what one does when one is about to participate in a shakedown. And so, you know, Melissa's kind of nervous going down the stairs. She feels like they're walking into the lion's den. And I'm kind of like, how is this going to go down? Then they're outside the door. And Teresa's like, okay, you know what? I'll walk in. How did you guys think that this was going to play out?
I didn't know about you guys, but my heart started beating. I was like, oh, what's going to happen?
Too.
My palms were getting like sweaty. I was like, oh, Teresa's going to get it right now. But I thought it was going to go quicker than what it did.
Mm.
But Teresa did pretty much moving pretty quick.
Yeah.
But I thought it was going to go a lot quicker. I thought she was going to come in and be like, you know what? You don't have no business to be talking about me and my husband and my kids and my friends and my sister-in-law. And I thought she was just going to go ham like classic Teresa did. But she kind of walked in there and like felt the room out, seen who was around. She's like, okay, security's to the left. Just get some jump. They're going to get me. You know?
Yeah.
That's what one does in a shakedown. You got to survey the land first.
She did. She really just came
that.
In.
She did just that.
Yeah, I thought it was awkward at first when they walked in, but
yeah,
I definitely
it was
thought.
Awkward.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to argue with someone who's like gonna say yes to everything. Did you say about my health? Yep. Too bad. Like, how you can't really yeah. argue. So then it just became a name calling yeah. battle. You're trash. Okay, guys. Like, literally, that's what it became. So.
And here's where we learned what Posh actually stands for.
Yes.
Piece of shit, coke whore, homewrecker.
Homewrecker
every day. I've been waiting for this moment all season, and so it did not disappoint for me, because I was actually glad that it took a little longer than what I thought it was going to be,
mm-hmm.
and that they actually left out some nice little surprises, you know, in the previews, namely Kim D getting in Danielle's face, namely Marge jumping in from the rear.
Oh, she really did.
She yeah, was
like, you two, knock on that wire.
Don't you
okay, friend.
I was like, where did this come from? And then the real, I mean, I, you know what? I Kim D, you got the running. She did get the running. She ran.
Yeah.
Yep.
She ran. I mean, and she did exactly what I thought she was going to do. She pushed her buttons, but then she left the room, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Left really quickly with security and all that good stuff.
I love Teresa looking at the glass and like just going for it, and then it was my favorite part of the scene.
Yeah,
it was like, no, Teresa, no, okay.
She totally reached in, like, I'm gonna get this, and then she's like, I'm a Christian, I'm a namaste, and now she's out my way.
What I love is that Teresa is not afraid of anybody.
Yeah,
she's literally gone head to head with just about everybody on this show.
Yeah,
you know, starting with Danielle. Then it was Jacqueline and Caroline. You know what I'm saying? You know, she's been all over the map. And she doesn't have a scaredy bone in her body.
Nope.
You know, and so then this leads me to my next big moment of the night. I have to give Melissa kudos for bossing up to Dolores. Because I was like, oh, where is this coming from?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was shocked. But I was even more shocked that Dolores, yet again, she really gets in everybody's face.
Mm-hmm.
Dolores?
She kind of does.
Yeah.
Like, I think she might run into my fist. Like, she's like, she comes a little too close. You can't, when we're arguing, you need to stay over there.
Because mm-hmm.
if you come right here, then.
Exactly. Okay.
Yes. Yes, DJ Jeff. Thank you for that.
At that point, my life is in danger.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's in danger. You are too close to me when we're arguing. And you're yelling in my face, spittles probably flying everywhere. No.
Spittles.
It's not right. So, you know, Melissa asked Dolores and Siggy, are you still walking in the fashion show after this? Yes, they are. Teresa's basically like, F you. And we're out.
Puppets.
Yep, she calls them puppets. And once again, Siggy is holding back tears.
You know what, though? I was kind of proud of Siggy. Like, she didn't lose it like she usually does, and, like, the boohoo ugly cry like she usually does. She kind of held it in. I was like, okay, the poppers are working. Like, good for you, poppers.
Did you say poppers?
Where that was? Oh, pellets. Sorry.
Same thing.
They are not indeed the same thing. Poppers are completely different from what pellets are. Look it up. Two P words yet again that do not mean the same thing, okay?
We just need to get our P words straight here. Lord.
We're banning all P words from this show. Back at Marge's house, you know, Charlie's Angels plus one, they recap, you know, the night. You know, Teresa's glad that she went. She's a little bit shocked about, you know, Dolores and Siggy still walking in the show. And Dolores, we find out, does not care. And Melissa's shocked about Dolores getting in her face.
But why, here's the question of the night, why did they go back to the brokest down house that they could go back to? They go back to the one that's under construction.
You know what, though? Maybe it was on the way. Maybe it was the closest house to Whatever the name of that place was. I didn't write. I thought I wrote it down, but I didn't.
They went to Chateau Charest instead of going to Teresa's house. Or, well, we still haven't seen Danielle's house, have we? Noah. Her apartment complex? No, her apartment.
Oh, I think we saw her house once. She was talking to her daughters in the room. No?
Maybe that was like a two-bedroom or like a loft.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely wasn't anything.
I need her to post some pictures about her house.
See it coming up maybe when not. Teresa goes to apologize to the daughters.
I need to see if it's the actual house.
Well, the night is over, and we're back in Marge's house. How about that? And Marge, if I wrote this down correctly, has been in rollers most of this episode. She's in her home office. She's recapping the night before, and, you know, we learned that she's setting her mom up on a date with an accountant, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
And we learn right away that Marge Senior's hair needs a blowout or something. and here comes the most obvious product placement I have ever seen in a Housewives episode for Preve. I heard about this before. It's apparently like a service where you can call in like stylists and stuff like that to come make you over or whatever.
I got some good news for us. Go ahead. Keep going.
Oh, yay. And then later we see a commercial for Preve later. You guys kind of like we fast forwarded through it, but I saw it. I was like, really? Yeah, this whole episode was
about Preve. It's like a traveling glammy squad.
Yes, yes. Shout out to you guys.
shout out to Preve.
Okay,
come to us, yeah.
For the reunion. Okay. So Dolores and Frank and Siggy, otherwise Three's Company, they meet because, you know, first of all, Frank is concerned about Frankie having a girlfriend while he's in high school. I just want for Dolores and Frank to meet Siggy and Michael in the middle about these kids.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why. Siggy is letting her son stay with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Frank and Dolores don't even want their son to have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe we can meet in the middle. You know what I'm saying? Maybe have a girlfriend, but no spending the night.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's completely normal for, you know, a high school senior to have a girlfriend or a boyfriend or several.
Here's the thing about
that's normal, but it does happen.
Here's the thing about the
well, apparently the that's what Frankie said about Frank.
It's true.
You have multiples. But the thing about having, you have to learn how to date, and I think that's the issue that they're not instilling in their child. They're not teaching him how to date.
Go to the movies.
Yes. You don't need to go to the movies, go to the mall, go to dinner, go do cute little things. Like, you don't need to be moving fast, because then you turn fast and then your whole life gets ruined and then there you go.
But what is their definition of fast? Because I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
I haven't seen evidence that this has been moving quickly. What they need to be doing is an intervention with Siggy to stop her kid from spending the night at the girlfriend's house.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's what they should be worried about. But anyway.
Wait,
I digress.
So I have some news from Margaret. Shout out to Margaret. She did reach out to us via tweet.
Does she know we love her?
Yes, she does.
Okay.
An exclusive for everybody. So I asked her, how does she feel about the Parse Fashion Show, watching it on TV? And I wanted to let our viewers know. She said, I wish it would have happened in a different setting, not at a charity event, but it was the dressing room, thank God. The fastest 10 minutes of my life. Still's uncomfortable watching it as I was being there months ago. I hope it was still successful. She meant well. I wish Siggy and Dolores walked out too. So she's still disappointed in Siggy and Dolores.
Thank you, Margaret.
Thank you, Margaret.
We appreciate that.
And then someone said, they talked to both of us, to one of her friends, a beautiful mess. She said there was too many boobies hanging around and loads of makeup. Was someone fighting? Question mark. So I don't know what that meant.
I mean,
I guess she was trying to say they were too made up and too fancy. But like, if you're gonna fight, you might as well do it cute.
Exactly. Haven't you seen Dynasty?
Would you? You don't want to be anywhere in sweats, looking like Baby D in a sweater.
Right. Nobody.
I'm sorry. Them. But thank you, Marge.
I'm about the casual athletic look. So I might have been in that.
Maybe in pink outfits?
Yeah.
Ready?
Roll up in a Juicy Couture sweatsuit.
Yes.
No, in a Macbeth Collection sweatsuit. Yes, she should have sponsored it. Yes. She should have sponsored the shakedown.
She should have had a fashion show. We get back to Frank, Three's Company. Y'all know who they are. and, you know, Siggy recaps the Kim D incident to Frank. And Frank, thank God for Frank. Because he was able to really calmly explain to them, you know, Teresa's perspective and how that looked and what message they were sending to her. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why they don't get that.
Right.
Like, why does it take some... And what really just chapped my butt, really, was that Siggy and Dolores blamed their silence on Margaret and Danielle.
Yeah.
That, to me, made the least amount of sense, and I felt like you guys are just looking for excuses.
I agree.
Complete excuses. Teresa is never changing. She's not going to change around this person. She's not going to change around this person. She's not going to change around this person. So that is, that's nonsensical.
Logically, though, they have no justification.
They have
saying,
no justification.
They're grabbing at straws.
Danielle
reaching, and their arms are too short. Yeah,
they were going after, everyone was going after Kim D. No one was going after Dolores and
exactly.
know, whatever. Until Melissa stood up and said, like, you're really going to do this?
Exactly.
And then at
As
that
she
point,
should have.
It could have blown up. But, you know, to each their own, and it's inevitable, you know. You either go with the grain or you go against the grain, and when you go against the grain, there's going to be issues.
Yep. And so suddenly, Dolores and Siggy are speechless and think maybe we should apologize. Interesting. So back at Joe and Melissa's, they are nervous because they are going to meet the medium who's about to show up, and they need some vodka. I love those ice cubes.
Me too.
And Teresa arrives, and of course she needs vodka too. And enter Conchetta, and she doesn't want any vodka because she never mixes alcohol with dead people. Her words, not mine. So we get into the reading, which I thought was actually really, really good. This is probably one of the best uses of a medium that I've seen on a Housewives show that wasn't used to cause drama.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I felt like it was meaningful. I'm hopeful that this was like not a made up scene because it felt real to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really felt real, you know. And I loved the fact that, you know, she called out one of Teresa's children being very sensitive to the other side, and you know, the wedding music that...
Mama.
That, yeah, the wedding song that she mentioned about with Joe. So I thought that was dope. I really liked that scene a lot.
Agreed.
So back at...
Wait. Let's talk about... Was it Melania who's seeing her grandma?
Yeah.
That's interesting
to
me.
Was it Melania or Ariana?
I thought it was Melania.
I can't remember. I meant to write it down, but I didn't.
I'm pretty sure it's Melania.
I'm pretty sure it is too.
But I'm curious to know if those are the early signs or stages of a medium itself. Because, you know, they say like little kids can see, you know, their families or whatever, and like their guardian angels or whatever, you know, believe in what you want. Like my family says that, like, you know, the babies can see all these things. But like past a certain age, like past like two, I don't think it really happens. But the fact that her daughter was like, I look to the right and I see Nona cooking.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to know, like, if maybe, because we only got a snippet of everything that they talked about. It definitely wasn't a 3-minute conversation with them. But I'm curious to know if she was like, you know, your child might have early signs of being a medium and you should really listen to her because your mother's trying to pass messages through her to you.
Well, we saw that scene because that was before she went out with Joe. Mm-hmm. Joe took her out then. So we did kind of see her and Teresa talk back and forth, and she was just crying and saying she was doing her. Do you guys remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. It was Melania, right? Mm-hmm. Or no. Okay, I'm hoping it was Melania.
It's so many.
But yeah, you know, that's a
you
good
mean Adriana?
Point.
Yeah, I'm
that's
curious.
That's a good point. If it was...
Did I
didn't know
Ariana?
If she meant... Yeah, you did.
Like Ariana Grande. Okay.
Yeah, you totally did. I was like, oh.
It's okay.
My bad. There's probably one for her, too.
Good point.
We get back to Marge's house, and I wrote in large print, why is Marge still in rollers? Anyway,
it's pigtails or rollers. Your pick.
I love how Marge always explains how her house is under construction to everybody that walks in, like, oh, my house is under construction.
You know, the house is huge.
It is really big.
The house is huge.
Yeah. That room is a for real
that room
grand
is big as
ballroom.
I feel like you
house.
Could drive cars in the room.
Yeah, you okay.
You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
For sure.
Yeah.
Shout out to them. I hope that thing is finished by the end of the season because I don't want to see it look like
that.
Because
I want to come over for the reunion.
And Joe, if you want some business, finish that room. Jesus. That is the best advertising for your business.
So true.
But he already said he doesn't want contractors in the house because that's how he came up on Mars.
No, it's for you to get jobs.
Yeah.
You can go build other people's houses.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hello?
He could have his own show on HGTV.
Wait, doesn't he watch
Marge has hers on Bravo.
Doesn't he watch, you know, Marge make these money moves? No? God. Anyway, let's see what happens here. Oh, at Teresa's house, Siggy arrives and she apologizes. But yet she brings up Margaret and Danielle being the reason for her and Dolores' distance with Teresa. I don't really feel like Teresa's buying that.
Mm-hmm.
And she explained that the reason why they stayed was because of the charity. But Teresa made a very good point when she said, you guys could have just donated your money like you did and left.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think that the families... First of all, do we think that the families were there? Second of all, do we think that the families would have even really known that they didn't walk in the show?
Yes. Because I feel like they were the guests of honor. Because if you notice at the end when they were walking the end of the fashion show, they were holding hands walking back. And usually when you end a fashion show, you circle at the end with the most prominent people.
So we think that, logistically speaking, it was probably more of an obligation
mm-hmm.
for the appearance
mm-hmm.
for them to continue to walk in the fashion show.
Yeah, because otherwise the show wouldn't have even been on television.
Yeah.
If the cast members weren't there, it would have gotten no publicity.
So that still leaves a bigger question. As friends of Teresa, would you still have walked in the show?
I don't think they should have committed to it in the first place, but right. if they'd already committed to it and they're there, dressed, ready to go, then yes, I would have.
The issue really comes down to the fact that, or the question, did they commit to the show before Kim D brought up the drama? So were they booked out 2 months in advance? Because as we all know, Housewives, their schedules do get booked like right, pretty quick. Yeah. So were their schedules booked and then this happened and then they were there and then it's like, well, we're kind of stuck here and that's why they stayed quiet during filming and it's just like, I'm not going to say anything because I'm, you know, against the rock and a hard place.
Yeah.
Or was it not set in stone before this whole thing happened? Before the whole ordeal happened when she was explaining the whole side boy thing to Dolores and Siggy?
Because I think as I kind of walk through my own thinking about this, then... Right. That's my brain is working. And that's what it sounds like. And so if that's the case, then that could have been a reasonable explanation
yeah.
for why they stayed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think that could have really won or smoothed over the situation a lot easier if she had just said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we were maybe, already...
Maybe
we,
contractually she can't.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She could.
I mean, or she could have framed it like, you know, well, we had already obligated to... We were already obligated
yeah,
to this.
That's
Our
true.
Names are on the fly. You know what I'm saying?
That yeah. could have been ways to go around like it.
That. Yeah, that's yeah. true.
Versus saying, oh, we signed a contract that said we would be there. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Basically, Dolores saying, nobody's going to tell me what to do.
Throwing Andy under the bus.
See, that's what makes a difference.
Right. Because I was like, whoa.
When you say that, then it sounds kind of crazy.
Right, exactly.
You make yourself sound crazy.
Yeah, I just caught the handhold at the end because when they did their final run, they were the last ones off the stage.
Yeah.
They were holding hands, so they were of some importance.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay. I can buy that. I just wish that had been a little bit... Siggy had maybe made that clear.
Yeah.
Or Dolores, for that matter. Because she's the one in the hot seat right now because Teresa is still upset about her getting in Melissa's face. And we learned that Siggy will not go to Milan. Teresa still wants Siggy to go. But she realizes that Dolores still has a thing with Melissa. But Siggy doesn't want to go without Dolores because mm-hmm. she can't go nowhere without her. Like right hand, left hand. But, you know, we don't really know where everybody stands at the end. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Like how is this going to be resolved? Because it always feels to me like whenever something happens, Siggy and Teresa hash it out first.
Mm-hmm.
And Dolores doesn't usually hash
yeah,
it out.
Yeah, it just trickles down yeah. to Dolores.
So interesting.
Here's the real question, though. If you've never been to Milan and your best friend's not going, wouldn't you just go anyways to go experience it, even if you weren't with them four ladies? Because at one point you're going to meet up. I mean, because you're going to have to, but that's an opportunity. Just take it, go, yeah. do your thing.
Well, it's so interesting to me that she would say,
I'm not going
to go without her.
Yeah.
But she would still, if we're losing this whole contractually obligated thing, you would still walk in a fashion show with someone who just said that about your friends.
True.
That to me is like, okay, your version, their version of loyalty is
skewed.
Like it's skewed.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
That's a very good point.
You know, and I love Dolores' opening line in her, you know, her tagline, you know, if you look up loyalty, you'll see my face. No, if you look up loyalty to Siggy, we'll see your face.
Truth.
Ooh. I said it.
And on that note.
Okay. So we get to the double date at Biddy O'Malley's. I wrote it down. Is it awkward for your mom to be on a date with you and your, like, I mean, like, if you're the mom,
mm-hmm.
do you want your daughter to be on the date with you?
She set up her mom on that date. That's what they were
there. Yeah, the guy works for Marge.
Yeah.
So?
I don't know.
It's just awkward.
Definitely awkward. I love that Marge Senior. Marge Senior said that Marge was like, "Is there a safe word you want to use? Like, you know, if the date's going well." And she goes, "Yeah, no." She's like, "Mom, pick a different word." I love Marge Senior. She's hilarious.
Well, I was just like,
"Ew." Yeah, it was kind of.
They were getting frisky on the date. I was like, "Okay, that's nasty." Were.
Yeah, you did say "ew" when he asked about the tattoo.
Like, that's, you nasty.
Well, Margaret offered up this little tidbit, and I wrote throw up here. She said, Marge Senior still swallows.
I missed that part.
I heard that.
Part.
They were talking about the chocolate. I heard that.
I didn't need that one. I didn't need it.
I don't. Can you?
Didn't need it.
Who would make that joke to their mother?
No. Don't need it.
Margaret, we love you because you're real, but I mean, that was a little edgy, a little risque.
Ooh, you went on the dark side with that one. Marge wants to know, rightfully so, what is your 5-year plan? He's like, to stay alive.
Oh,
that was cute. I kind of like Steve. He won points for that one.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to go out again. They'll probably get married in a couple of weeks. So, Melissa, right. Melissa and Joe, are back in her closet for some reason, and he's criticizing her wedges. I hate them too. I don't think women should wear wedges. I don't. They're just odd.
You don't like wedges?
They're odd little bricks.
I like them.
They are odd little bricks. Take them off. Throw on a tennis shoe.
Disagree to the guy who does not wear heels around. So I'm just going to have to throw that in there.
I think if anything, those would be the most comfortable thing
they
to wear.
They are. That's why we wear them.
Yeah, because it's more like an even.
Because it gives us a height, but flow. Not like, listen.
I just feel like they lose the sex appeal. You know what I'm saying? Like,
they're probably not as sexy, but.
You just, see?
Yeah, they're
you
not.
Just admitted
but
it.
You have to wear them during the day. You can't wear them at night. They're like a daytime.
They're very like early 2000s.
Pool shoe.
Late 90s shoes. Yeah, and pool party shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the jeans. I just picture, like, mostly anyone I know who's worn wedges is usually with a jean skirt and, like, a white spaghetti strap.
Are you talking about the Spice Girls?
I guess I just did describe them.
You totally just...
See? Late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah.
But I do like... I don't know. I do like women in wedges. I think it's more like a mature look.
Well, regardless, those shoes were hideous. So,
agree
with Joe on that.
Okay.
Spiky.
There we go.
Yeah.
More importantly, Teresa calls about Siggy, and she explains to her that, you know, she still wants to go, but she's just not going to go without Dolores. And Melissa's like, I mean, I don't, you know, it is what it is. You know, I just want everybody to have a good time, but she better not get in my face again. I wonder if that's foreshadowing or if that's just Melissa
speak.
We saw
the foreshadow.
Well, speaking of which. You know, I've been waiting for this trip all season long, to be very honest with you, because I really have. And I feel like, is next week the finale? It cannot be the finale.
I don't think so.
Okay.
No. The finale would be when they come home, not when they
I just don't know, because I feel like they're shortening everything this season. So I just feel like that could be like 30 minutes of the episode. But what are our predictions for this trip? Do we think that Dolores and Melissa are going to make up?
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
What do we think? What do we think is happening?
I wrote down next week and then it scribbled something and doesn't say anything. So,
it looks like it says, meh.
Maybe it does. I don't know. But, so we obviously see the dinner scene and we see Danielle go back to old school Danielle.
I am here for it because I'm, you know, Siggy has a tendency to, like, poke the bear a lot with everybody. So I'm finally glad that she poked a bear that woke up.
Finally, Danielle, I wanted this.
Exactly. I've been wanting this all season long. I wanted her to flip out at some point.
Yeah, me too.
I've been wanting this from Danielle since the first time I saw her on Housewives. She's never been carried out of a restaurant, and she was getting carried out by security. Like, thank you. You finally stepped up to the plate. You got chased around the Posh Fashion Show. You got your hair pulled. You pretty much got thrown around the ringer, girl. And now you're getting carried out and you earned your stripes and you threw your glasses. She just threw everything.
Yeah, she went on a tangent. Teresa was the no. Miss Throw Everything wants to be the opposite in Italy.
Like, yeah.
Whatever.
She's like, no. I can get, what is it? Extradited?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that was the thing that I was going to mention, because in my mind, I think one of you guys said this earlier, when they were at the Posh Fashion Show, you know, I feel like Kim D was egging her on by saying, you can't do anything.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We were wishing that Melissa would have just
came in
for the kill. But I believe what it is, when you're on one of those P words, that you cannot even be around
a violent situation. Yeah.
Yeah. So... Mm.
It's not that you can't be around it, because if a fight breaks out at a restaurant, you can't help that, but it can't be part of your immediate party.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, she couldn't do anything either, so sad about that.
But, I mean, she could have, like, they could have went up the stairs and Melissa could have ran back down the stairs and said, what?
You know, she could have tossed a drink in her face. I mean, that's not violence, is it?
Yeah, it's assault.
She could have, like...
Really?
It really is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She could have just, like, casually... flipped over every table as she walked out.
Are you mad?
I am. Who knew?
Yeah, that's totally assault.
Yeah, if
I
someone
had no
throws
idea.
A drink in your face, you
I've just seen it on television so much that I didn't think it was assault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just taught me something new. Saved me from some trouble. Anyway.
We don't want you to get on one of those P words. That's why.
Damn those P words. Anyway, this has been a great episode. Thanks you guys for tuning in. As always, rate us, share us, comment, talk about us, tweet us. We love it all. I'm one of your hosts, DJ Richie Scott. You can catch me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Scott.
And I'm Tracy Propst. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Tracy Propst.
And I'm Russell Ray. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Russell Ray Silva. Have a nice night.
Thanks for watching.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.